Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, and we're just waiting for Roy to call in tonight. And right now we have a caller from the 720 area. We're going to go ahead and bring the caller on. We're going to go ahead and use the pendulum and the charts so they can ask questions or about regarding love, romance, money, whatever it is. Call in now and get your reading. So let's go ahead and start with the first caller from the 720 area. You're on the air.
Hello. I hope you're having a good evening. My name is Michelle.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And you?
I'm doing well. How can I help you tonight?
My question is, I'm wondering if you can see within this time me and my twin flame being able to get together, or if you see any big changes for me coming up in the next couple of months.
Yes, I actually do see that coming up around October.
Okay.
Probably about the week of October.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm saying October. The first vision I got was Halloween, but I'm gonna say around October. I'm also gonna say that he's been thinking a lot about you. Have you been thinking of him lately?
I'd have to actually come into contact, because I haven't ever.
But you've been thinking about your twin flame, right?
Right.
So therefore, if you're thinking about him, he's thinking of you. And he doesn't know where it's coming from, but maybe psychically he picks up on something, because usually twin flames are psychic.
Okay.
Because you have this mental telepathy. First you start off with mental telepathy, then you start off with the dreams. And then you start thinking about one another. And that also draws your energy. That will draw your energy together.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to know? Excuse me.
Yes, I'm wondering, do you see any other big changes happening for me soon within the next couple months?
Yeah, I see you moving. I see you doing some travel. And you will have increase in your income coming soon, too.
Okay. Ooh, that sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay, so just keep your, keep your awareness open about your dreams. You'll have a lot of dreams and premonitions about this person, so.
So just be open to everything.
Yeah, just be open to receive, changes and things that are coming.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to the next caller from the 631 area. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I had two questions. My first question is, do you ever see my son coming back to moving with me? And if so, when?
I see your son coming back, and it'll probably be either before or the beginning of October?
No, he can't come back this October that soon.
I see in October. I don't know what year.
Well, I mean, this year, next year, 10 years?
Could be next year.
Next October?
Uh-huh.
Why in October? School starts in September.
I don't know. I'm just saying October.
Why don't you?
It doesn't necessarily have to be this year.
Well, I wouldn't mind if it's this year, but you're saying next year?
Yes, it'll be next.
Why so long?
I don't know. I think it's because it hasn't been manifested yet. You haven't really been focusing or manifesting it yet to be this year. But if you want it to be this year, then you need to meditate on it and make it move a lot quicker.
Do you see me going to court or anything this year?
I see you going to court, yeah.
When?
They're telling me sometime soon. I don't know if it'll... I'm not sure if it'll be this year, though.
Well, what do you mean next? I have to go... I can't wait forever,
Well, like I say, if you want it to happen, you need to start manifesting it this year.
Okay. What about my love life?
Love life is coming very soon this year.
Is it with the person I'm with now? I like now?
Is he dark-haired?
Yeah, kind of. Not real dark, though, no.
Like a light brown?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Why no?
Just because he's not ready for a commitment.
Do you think he's just gonna? You think I'm just gonna get fed up with him not wanting that? Or do you think he's gonna want it one day?
I think you're gonna get fed up with him.
Oh. Do you see me meeting someone then?
Yeah.
When?
They're telling me next weekend.
Next weekend? How am I gonna meet somebody next weekend?
That's what they're telling me.
Do you know
somebody
anything about
week.
Him? Old he is or what he does or what it looks like? Anything at all?
He has blonde hair, blue eyes. He has one earring on his right ear.
One earring?
Yeah, one earring on his right ear. He has a tattoo. He's kind of tall and thin. I'd say he's in his mid-30s, 40s.
That young? Wow.
And,
are you
going to
get along?
I see him as a bartender.
A bartender?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't think I'm going out next weekend because I have my son next weekend, but...
Well, I see you meeting him. I don't know where.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go outside. I mean, I might just hit into him at a store or something.
Could be, yeah.
Oh. Do you see relationships?
They're telling me that, my angels are telling me that it's going to happen unexpectedly.
Do you see us having a relationship?
Yes, I do.
Even though he's younger?
Yes.
And the
they
other
like
person,
older women.
Do The other person's just going to disappear, you think?
Yes.
Okay, and real quick, because my ex is not really letting me see him when I'm supposed to see my son. He just brought me papers, and that's where I'm trying to get an advocate, like for abused women and stuff, like just to go to court or something. Do you see that happening? I just called
yes,
today.
Yes, I do.
Is that how I might try to get my son back?
Yeah.
But it's going to take all the way until next October?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
I know.
And I'm a sub teacher aide. Do you see me subbing this year and getting something next year or this year?
I see you getting it this year.
Really? Before December?
Uh-huh.
Is someone going to quit or something? Because I'm subbing right now.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, here's my friend. Yeah, for you. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, hi. My name is Rita, and I'd like to know about my family, me and my kids and everybody together, what's going on in my house.
No, I think you have the lines mixed up.
Oh. Okay. So what I should do?
I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Who's this?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Oh, no, some reason we're losing connection. Let's go to the 718. 718, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's me, Ryan.
Oh, hi. Where are you calling from?
From Staten Island.
How can I help you, Ryan?
All right. Well, I just want to know what my future looks like. I'm taking a GED test on Tuesday, and I might do it again on Thursday. So I just want to see what my future holds.
Okay. And so you just want to know if you're going to pass it?
Well, I hope so because I just want to see what kind of form I get, that I will have some kind of questions that I know familiar to me.
Okay, so what I'm picking up is that you're going to have some struggles with some of the questions, but you're going to barely pass.
Why?
There's just going to be some really hard questions on your test.
Oh, no. What does that mean? What does my future mean?
It means you'll pass, but you're going to barely pass.
Okay.
It's kind of like taking a driver's test. You know, like, there's some people that pass with a good score, and then there's some people who pass who barely pass, and that's kind of where you're going to be at.
Okay, because I did a GED test before, and I did it the first time. So I need to know, can you go a little deeper?
Well, what I'm saying is you'll pass. You'll be okay.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And another thing, I need to know when I get the results in.
When will you get the results?
Yeah, I know 4 to 6 weeks, but I have a neighbor that's helping me to to know what's going to happen and will I go to college and have a better future?
Well, what I'm thinking of that, what day do you take the test?
The 16th and maybe again the 18th. I mean, 17th and maybe again the 19th, so.
This month?
Yeah.
You'll probably get the results the next following week.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll know if you passed or not.
Okay.
But you will pass. Okay. Just like I'm on housing and I was worried that my inspection wouldn't pass, okay? And I had a premonition about a week ago that I was going to pass, and I had a premonition that my inspection wasn't coming up for another couple of weeks. Well, what's weird about it was I wasn't ready, and
okay.
something prevented my landlord from doing the inspection because somebody quit.
Okay.
And they hired somebody else. See? And then after they hired somebody else, it passed.
Yeah. Okay, there's something
you
else.
How it be like that?
Yeah. It's something else I want to ask you. I have a friend that I liked the program, and he was hanging out with another man, and I felt left out. I felt pushed away, and his name is Joseph, and I need to know that will he talk to me again in the future, because, you know, I need to know. Is he ignoring me because is he in love with me, or what?
Well, are you gay, or?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's his name?
Joseph.
His name is Joseph?
Yeah.
You just want to know if he was in love with you?
Or something, because maybe that's why he's not speaking to me, or maybe if he is, or maybe he feels drained, or maybe he just want to give, maybe he wants some space a little bit more, or I don't know. I need to know.
So you want to know why he's not connecting with you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I got upset when I felt being pushed away. I mean, I was just trying to explain why you're ignoring me. I mean, I need to know if he's going to speak to me again.
Yeah, he'll talk to you again. It was just a misunderstanding.
When will that be?
I don't know. My spirit guides are telling me probably Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. And I need to know if there's a future between me and him.
Yeah.
So he doesn't hate me?
No.
And one last question. How does he feel about me secretly, and how does he feel about me secretly?
How does he feel about you?
Yeah.
Um, confused.
Because he never meets somebody like me, or what?
Can you repeat that again? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I mean, is it because he never meets somebody like me before, or?
I'm feeling not. He's never, I don't know, I'm picking up, he's never felt somebody like you.
What?
He's never felt somebody like you.
He never felt someone like me?
Correct, yes.
So when he speaks to me Monday or Tuesday, what will he say?
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah.
He's blocking me, so I don't know.
And just another last question. If he really liked me, will he be able to kiss me, or how?
Tell me then that your phone's muffled. Can you say it again?
Will he be able to kiss me, or what?
I'm not picking that up.
Oh, okay. But will it be connected again?
Yeah, you'll connect again, but I'm not picking up where you'll get intimate.
Okay, that's understandable. And will I be successful in the future going to the music industry?
Yeah.
After I get the GED.
Correct, yeah.
So, before I hang up, I'm sorry to just burst on you. Just one last question. The test I'll be struggling, will it be the first half or the second half?
It'll be the first.
But the second, I'm okay.
Yeah. So just be confident when you go there to do it. Like, don't get nervous. Just know in your mind that you're going to pass, and you will. And I'll just project that. And I know tests always make people nervous, just like I told you about my inspection. It's just, you know, knowing that you're going to pass and everything will be okay. You know, you're with the angels.
And then
just, you know, put it out there.
And when I have the neighbors check the results and I close my eyes to see what the fate, what will she say?
I'm sorry?
What would she say if she looked at the results for me online and I closed my eyes?
What do you mean?
I mean, what would she say after I closed my eyes? When she looks at the results online for me, what would she say when she called my after she calls my name?
Oh, if you close your eyes?
After I close my eyes, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she'll think that you're not. Maybe she'll think that you're not sure if you're going to pass or not.
Okay, I'll rephrase it one more time. It's okay to rephrase it one more time?
Uh-huh.
When I ask my neighbor to look online for the results, and I go in the other room to close my eyes, she looks at it after I give her my code, and after I get her on the computer, look at the results, and after she calls my name, after I close my eyes, she calls my name. I just need to know my future.
Hello. We lost the connection there. I don't know what happened. Dropping a lot of calls tonight. Let's go to the next caller from the 631 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Rita, and I'd like to know about my life. Is I going to meet someone? I'm not going to meet anybody.
Oh, you want to know if you're going to meet anybody?
Yeah, I want to know if I'm going to meet anybody.
I'm feeling you will meet somebody, but it's going to take some time.
Okay. Hello?
I'm still here.
Hello?
Okay, you gotta
call
my number because you can't get it on your phone.
Hello?
Okay, hold on one second.
Yeah, hold on.
Hello? Yeah, the phone went off before. No, I just like to know if I'm gonna meet anybody. I just wanna know what's going on with my life.
I see you meeting somebody.
I do?
Uh-huh. I'm picking up that he's a mechanic.
A mechanic?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
And he lifts weights. He's kind of like body built.
Say that again. I can't hear you.
He likes to lift weights.
Oh.
He has like a body built.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And
you're going to meet him before the end of the month.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And,
wearing a white hat with a blue shirt.
Oh, yeah,
and
blue shirt?
He has a big grin on his face.
Okay.
He's laughing at you right now.
Excuse me?
He's laughing at you right now.
Oh, yeah? He's texting me right now?
Yeah.
Wait, on the computer? On the computer? Hello?
Yeah.
And what I was going to say, what do you see about my kids? I have a kid's home, and I like to know what's going on with my kids, too. Especially my daughter.
Your kids?
Jen, yes.
James, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
James?
Hey, no, Adrian.
It's me.
Hi. Hope
so
you don't mind.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm just Adrian's friend. Sometimes I fill in when need be. So, yeah, did you have a question?
He jumped with the guy. He left me hanging and jumped with the guy. you say in 1 month I'm going to meet a nice guy.
Hello?
It's on a time. It's a body.
Huh?
Adrian. Hey, Adrian, are you there?
No.
Did we lose Adrian?
Jane?
Hello. Yeah, hi.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
I hear you loud and clear. What's going on?
Do you hear me? Hello.
We hear you clearly. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here, Adrian.
I don't know. My name's not Adrian.
I know that. I'm talking to the host. Sorry.
You're talking to the host?
Yeah. Sometimes I fill in. So what's going on, Adrian?
Well, I was just telling her about this guy she's going to meet, and I thought maybe you can introduce the Neo Cube to her tonight, like maybe give her an idea what she can create.
Okay, well, if you're interested in working the law of attraction, well, it's actually the law of magnetism, because what you desire in your life is drawn back to you. Using basically your own thought intention, because our reality is a giant hologram, and to influence it, you just have to think it into being, and that's the secret of the law of attraction there. So the best way to do this is through meditation and prayer, and of course, you can do other methods too, like hypnosis. But the Neo Cube, well, what Adrian was mentioning, is it's a device you put on your lap, you meditate, and it's like a cube, and it assists your ability to meditate. Do you meditate at all?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
No, I don't meditate.
Oh,
I daydream
okay.
a lot. I daydream, though.
Okay. Well, that's a form of meditation, just not really applied so much. Well, studies have shown that if you can meditate a minimum of 11 minutes a day, it will reduce stress. It helps increase your creativity and your IQ, as well as just helping you feel good overall. And so the Neo Cube just helps to increase all that. And of course, if you'd like to learn more about the Neo Cube, go to neologicaltech.com. And that's NEOLOGICALTECH. So basically what I do is I create these custom guided Neo meditations, and I can get my Neo Cube out right now. I don't want to leave you hanging because I know you called in to get some help.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to
yeah.
do something before you. We have to send you anyway, but what exactly are you trying to manifest? Oh, you said you're trying to manifest true love.
Yeah, because I'm seeing someone, and I just for about a year now, and I was just wondering how he, because he doesn't say much how he feels about me. Like, you know, he shows me in some ways, but he doesn't really say much about that. So I just was wondering how he really feels about me.
Okay, So I guess you contacted Adrian because you were hoping that he could give you some info on what he really thinks about you. Adrian, can you interject there?
Well, I just want to kind of give you an idea of what you can create with the Neo Cube, and where he has these devices that could actually help you to, you know, co-create the kind of relationship you want.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I think she was more interested in like what his intentions are. I mean, what do you want? Do you want to take your relationship to the next level? Huh?
Well, I just would like to know what if he does. He have real feelings for me.
Yeah.
Or is, you know.
Well, what is your
intention? Like,
I mean,
Hello?
Okay. All right, well, Adrian, do you want to interject there? Do you have any idea?
Where is this Adrian? Get on the phone, Adrian.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yes.
Okay.
Is Adrian there?
Yeah, so Adrian, do you think this guy has feelings towards her, or is he just playing?
I feel like this guy does have feelings.
So maybe he just expresses it.
He does have feelings for her.
Hmm. Maybe he just expresses it differently.
Yeah.
It could be.
Hmm.
I'm not picking up deep feelings.
I can't hear too good. What did he just say?
He's not expressing deep feelings. Yeah, the feelings. You want me? Okay, I'll tell you. Adrian seems to think that he doesn't really have deep feelings towards you, but he does have feelings. Just hasn't been able to get to that level yet. But I don't know what it is in his level of development. But what is it that you want from life? I mean, what do you want from this situation?
Well, I feel strongly for him, and I was just wondering if, you know, like he felt the same way.
Okay, well, was your question answered?
Well, yeah, I guess so, because you said, like, it's not that strong.
Okay.
Right? Is that what you said?
Yeah. What I do with the NeoCube is I can help maybe alter your reality some, but I can't. It would be a violation of someone's free will if I was to make them love you more, because I would be unethical. So is there anything you would like me to do with the law of attraction? Is there anything you need to work on? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, Adrian, you can go ahead and fill in.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go to the next question. Do you have any more questions tonight, or?
Do you do like the paranormal? I know.
Yes, we do.
Okay. My mom recently passed away, like 4 months ago, and
okay.
I was just wondering how she's doing.
How's
you know,
she doing
she's
on
okay
the
where
side?
She is. Say that again.
I'm
I
picking
can't.
Up that she. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm picking up that she's in a good place. Right now she's kind of stuck. But she's in a higher level dimension. But she's kind of stuck in between worlds. So what I would like you to do is I'd like you to help you to assist her to move on, to move forward in this time where she's kind of stuck because she's stuck questioning a lot about things, about her life. Hopefully things that have happened from the past.
Yeah.
How old was she?
Did you say something about
died?
Huh? She was 83.
83?
Yeah.
Did she have long...
Say that again, what was that? Hello?
Did she have long hair?
No.
Okay, so she's going back to the time when she had long hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
this
so she showed me when she was younger.
But there's like a static when I'm talking, like an echo. Weird. Are
probably
you there?
Blog talk. Sometimes it does that.
Oh.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. So what I'm picking up is
overall she's okay.
She's okay. She's just unhappy about her situation.
About her situation?
Uh-huh.
With herself or with me and my brother or?
Mostly about you and your brother.
Okay. So, I mean, like we're trying to sell her house and stuff.
She don't want you to sell it.
She doesn't want us to sell it? Is that what
no.
you said?
Right.
I don't know why.
She's saying, don't sell the house. That's what she keeps telling me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why she would say that. Because when, you know, like when she died, she was like, I don't need a will. Just you and your brother just sell the house and split the money. This, you know, she always said that, you know, so I don't know why she would say that. So strange.
I don't either. She's telling me not to do it.
Oh, wow.
I think it's because she wants you to sell it, but she wants you to sell it on the right timing.
Oh, at the right time. Like, this is
right.
not the time to sell it yet? Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Because she's afraid you might not get what you want out of it.
That's true. Because they're not, it's not making much money right now. It, like, if we sold it, we wouldn't get, like, a good deal right now.
Right. So she wants you to be cautious.
Okay, that's
you know,
good to know.
Fully. Yeah.
Actually, I would like to know like one other thing. Okay, I found out after she died that I was adopted. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, I found out that I was adopted, and I was just wondering if. My real birth mother is still alive? Because I'm trying to find her. What was that?
She's not alive.
My real birth mother?
Right.
Do I have any siblings from the birth mother?
Yeah.
I do?
Yes.
And what do you see?
I see a boy and a girl.
Like I have a brother and a sister?
Yes.
Yeah? Mother. I don't know. I was hoping she was at least alive. Do you see her at all, the birth mother?
Yes, I see her. She's with your mother.
She's with my mother?
Yes.
Like my two moms are together?
Yes.
Would you know how long ago my birth mother passed away? Wondering.
I don't know, was this just recent?
Really?
Yeah.
Because my adoptive mother just passed away 4 months ago.
Yeah, it was recent.
Yeah. Do you see, like, any initial, like, what her name was?
Start with an L.
Birth mother. What was that?
Starts with an L.
It starts with an L? That's what you said?
Starts with an L. Are you there? Lucille, that's her name, Lucille. Monica, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Monica, there was a caller on the line. She wanted to know about her stepmother, and I told her it starts with an L.
Uh-huh.
Is it Lucille?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
called her. They called her Lucy.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know if she's calling back, but I lost her on the air. I think she called that. Let me see if I bring her up. 813.
Hello. Hello.
720.
Hello.
Hi, were you on before?
Yes.
Okay, I think we lost you. Okay. Monica,
are
you there?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you were talking about your mother? Hello?
Hello? I lost her. There she is.
Can you hear us? We had James Rink on the show for a little bit, but I don't know where he went.
Oh. Call back in, James.
I think he's off the air.
Okay, so what do you got? You there?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Did we lose Aiden? There you are.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, did we lose our other link?
I'm trying to get James Ring back on.
Okay. Is your dad on? Is Roy on?
Yeah, we're going to bring Roy. Roy, are you on?
Yes, I'm here, Adrian. Again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, we have some lady. She called about her mother, and we channeled her mother. And I picked up that her mother was named Lucille. And I guess she passed into the spirit world. And her mother came to me and told her not to sell the house, that it wasn't the right timing yet because she wouldn't get the kind of money she wanted out of it yet. And she told me, she said that's right. She said that's correct. So we're just kind of waiting to see if she'll call back in so we can get some more answers from her mother. And right now we got the caller on from the 704. We got James on. Go ahead and bring James. Are you there, James?
Hi there. How
Okay, James, you're on Monica, Roy, and Adrian.
Hi, Monica and Roy. What's going on?
Hi, James. How are you?
I'm doing good. A lot better than the last time we talked. Remember last time I had some acoustical problems.
Right.
They've gone away. That's been a while.
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's new? What's going on?
Just dealing with the fluctuation and the vibration, things like that. Listening to the news. Off and on.
Right. Yeah. Well, is this show still live?
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of hesitant to even ask any questions. Is that? Did you want to ask me a question, or because I wasn't sure what Adrian had in mind? I have a question.
Okay.
Maybe somebody could help me out with. I was considering buying a piece of property, and I was in negotiations with the owner to sell it to me. And it's not in a very nice neighborhood. It's basically slum land. It's a vacant piece of property, and in the process of getting this sold, the group that I work with wanted to get some pictures of the area to see if they can develop it. It's a commercial, and anyway, well, the point is, I go out to the area, and I park my car behind someone else. This is right across the street, somebody else's home, and they're all outside. It's a black lady, and her black kids are behind her, teenage boys, and she approaches me, and I try to ignore her, but she's really persistent. She says she demands I move my car, and then I tell her that it's a public road and that that I have a right to be here. And then she says, I don't care. And then I said, why are you being so spiteful to me? And then she, at that point, she hit my car. And so I decided to pull my car up. I go up, park it about 500 feet away from her. And now she's just yelling at everyone in the neighborhood, says, what's he doing here? Why is he doing it? And I have my camera. I'm trying to take pictures. So I was just wondering what's going on in this lady's mind. Is she on drugs, or does she think somebody broke into her home and terrorized her, or is she I don't know, is she influenced by the government? I don't know.
So much negativity there. It's kind of hard to tell, but from what I'm picking up is there's a lot of underhanded things going on that they don't want people to know about, and they probably figured you're involved with the law or something. That was the whole
yeah.
thing.
My friend, she seemed to say, she probably thought I was a cop, an undercutter cop with my camera in there and taking pictures, and yeah. So all right. Well, do you think I should buy this piece of property? Do you think I should just say screw it, go find another area, maybe another strategy or something?
Honestly, if you were to buy the property, you'd have to put up security, surveillance, all that, because they're going to break in because they're going to want to know what's in the building if you build
there's
something
no,
there.
It's vacant land. So,
you plan to build, though, right, on the land?
Well, I was planning on selling it to somebody who could possibly build on it, but my intuition tells me that I shouldn't buy it because with the universe sending me this message, this ugly woman, I mean, she wasn't necessarily ugly looking. She was just ugly towards me in her actions. So,
all right.
Yeah. But
I was letting you know not to. It'd be a lost cause. You'd lose. You wouldn't get out
again?
Of it.
Yeah.
Get what you want out of it, yeah.
Hi, Roy.
Hi.
What
are
you
doing?
Good. So you think my intuition?
I just wanted to share a little story with you.
Sure.
Me and Nathan, we were thinking about getting into this building not too long ago. And well, anyway, I went there to go take a look at it. And it's, you know, like Monica just said, it's the universe showing you, you know, things that, you know, prior to making that decision, you know, things just aren't right. Yeah. But anyway, when we got to that building, the cops showed up. And there was almost a fight that almost broke out in that same building.
So
I don't
know
what it was all about, but I just didn't feel comfortable with it, and I had to tell the lady that, you know, this just wasn't the right place for us.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
You know, I guess I just needed to go with my intuition, but sometimes, you know, I mean, it was a really good deal, and I mean, it was basically 25% of tax value. That's what I was going to get. But you know what? It's if I don't even feel safe walking around there, even in a day, it was 7:30 at night. It was the evening on a Friday. You know, it's like if you don't feel safe walking around at that time, imagine living in that neighborhood. So I guess it's probably all right. Okay. Well, thank you.
But anyway, me and Adrian, we call these red flags. And any time red flags pop up, it pretty much tells us we better, you know, stop and think about it.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of really weird things lately, a lot of negativity. Even like this afternoon, my mom helps herself into my apartment. And I have a spare bedroom where she sometimes bunks in. And I have my TV, and I have a little Roku box, and I just bought an Xbox with a Kinetic thing, and so it's if you ever use like these DVDs and all that, you know, there's like an input. You got to press input to get to the DVD and the TV selection and so forth. Well, my mom didn't understand how to do that with remote control, so she calls me up, and she is screaming and yelling at me over the phone, demanding I help her out. And I tell her that I'm not getting paid for this, and you're treating me like, first of all, I'm your son, and you're treating me like I'm some tech support in India. Then she demanded that I remove the Xbox from the room, even though that was my TV. All that stuff was mine to begin. I bought her that Roku just so she can have a TV when she comes to visit me. Anyways, so yeah, I hear Adrian laughing there. It got so bad that she was about to go on to something else, and I was telling her, you know, I'm trying to help you out. So I just hung up, and now it just makes me feel bad because she's my mother, but yet she treats me like I'm not her son. So,
wow.
What do you think is going on through her mind? Do you think could she possibly be a clone? Do you think she has no soul, or is she just programmed, or what? Anyone want to interject there or what?
I think she's being directed to cause problems for you.
Yeah, well, like for starters, she's not really welcome in my home. But yeah, you say directed. Can you elaborate there, or is it pretty much safe to say the general?
I have to tell you off the air.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, I don't mean to take up the time too many. Are there any other?
No. I'd rather do it, you know, off the air as something more. Yeah.
I understand. Okay. Hopefully my mom's not listening to this. Oh, well.
That's probably why I'm telling you this.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so I've been having a lot of attacks lately. I had another person demand I take down a regression that I did. It's kind of curious, this individual.
Oh, I wanted to share something with you real quick.
Sure, Roy.
You mentioned that you've been having some, you know, weird, you know, situations or almost like attacks.
Yeah.
So, me and my wife, we had some nightmares. It's been about a week, and my wife just less than a week ago. But it was almost like we were both being attacked, you know, in the astral. And I don't know what it is, but I think a lot of it has to do with these negative energies or secret societies or whatever you might want to call it. But, yeah, I think There's a lot of weird energies going on out there right now. I just wanted to share that with you.
I've been on the public forum exposing certain things. I guess it would make me a target of attacks, but then again, I do have the Neo Cube, so I'm sure I could. I probably just need to do some more work with that.
You need to do some clearings for yourself.
Yeah, you're right. I do. Okay. thanks for telling me what I already knew. I guess I was just kind of ignoring, kind of like it's right there that the universe throws things right at you. It says, here, you need to fix it. And sometimes you just need somebody else because you're used to it all the time. You know, it's like if you're sick all the time and you're hurting, sometimes you kind of just don't realize anymore that you're in pain.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of it, James, is that we're so busy helping others that we tend to forget that, you know, we need that protection ourselves, or we need the kind of help that, you know, we're recommending or doing for others also.
Another question for Monica real quick before they cut us off the air. I took my crystal skull out to Mount Shasta to do a meditation, and on the flight from New York to Sacramento, when I got to my hotel, my crystal skull was all busted up, even though it was in my luggage. It was wrapped in multiple layers of plastic wrap, you know, the bubble wrap, and it even had a little note to TSA to be very careful. He's fragile. So I was just wondering, do you think was that deliberate? Or you think that was just some bozo at TSA?
That was sabotaged. Yeah, they did it on purpose.
Do you think they were doing that because they saw the note and say, ha ha, look, he wrote a note. Let's just break it just the hell of it.
Someone knew you were going there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So somebody
wanted to ask you another question, James. Ethan had mentioned that you had gone to a convention on St. Germain.
Yeah, that was in Mount Shasta. I went out there. We did some energy work. I enjoyed my time out there. I wouldn't want to live in Mount Shasta. It gets really cold there in the winter. but it was a beautiful area. The energies felt really good. I took my crystal skull up to the top of Mount Shasta. We went up to Panther Meadows, and I was actually chased off the mountain by the park service. No, I wasn't chased off. They were threatening me. They were threatening to have me arrested. Because I had my camcorder up and my lavalier mics out, and I was going to do a meditation with my friends on Panther Meadows, and I was right there on the path, and I wasn't breaking any laws or anything, but they claimed that just having a crystal skull there was going to piss off the Indians because it was their sacred ground. But I always thought the Indians were all about meditating and helping heal the planet, and so I think they were just. I don't know if I was being targeted.
That's exactly why your skull was broken. They broke
because,
it. Yeah.
It was broken before I went to Mount Shasta.
Right. They knew you were going for that reason. You were going to energize it, and they didn't want you to do that.
Yeah. Well, I had my friend do a reading on the crystal skull, and they said that the energetics weren't affected.
Don't worry. So, you're going to get a better one. That's all I have to say to them.
I glued his teeth in. Yeah, right. Well, apparently his color, he actually changed colors. I brought him up there, and he started getting brown streaks, and it was like gold streaks inside of it. It was really kind of cool. I never seen a crystal change colors like that.
Right. It was being activated.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I did, but we did a lot of energetics. What I actually did is I had people visualize, well, the people I was with, I had them visualize the DNA, just like all animals have DNA and creatures. I had them visualize the DNA of Mother Earth and have them edit it and change it to 5D, from 3D to 5D. So basically that's like the ascension process. So I had people change the DNA of Mother Earth to 5D, and I had them visualize a new Earth, the new 5D Earth overlapping our over 3D reality, and anchor that into that vortex point right there, Mount Shasta. So I don't know if it did anything, but anyway.
Yes, they did. That's why they got angry.
Who is this they? I mean, what are we talking about? Is it like a shadowy cabal?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Bingo.
Because in 5D Earth, they lose all their power.
Exactly. That's what they don't want you to do.
They want us to keep us in 3D, but we're all going to 5D anyway. I was just trying to speed up the process because I'm tired. I'm tired of having to get up every morning and worry about paying bills and.
You're pissing a lot of people off. Let's put it that way.
Well, I always try to be as polite as possible. So I'm hoping even the people I piss off, at least they'll still like me.
Well, they'll just have to get over it. That's all there is to it. But we're going there anyway, okay? You know, regardless, you know.
Yeah.
I'm getting, you know, we're all there, James. You know, we're all feeling the same, you know, as you are. And, you know, we'd like to see the process speed up, but a lot of it has to come with timing.
Yeah.
Right.
I like to mention that prior to my Mount Shasta, I was in New York, and I took my crystal skull to Cleopatra's Needle right behind the Metropolitan Museum of Art in Central Park, and we did a meditation to bring about financial abundance to all people on the planet, not just the financial junkies on Wall Street and the banks. And then, so I don't know if that helped, but before that, I was in Atlanta, and I was near the Georgia Guidestones, and I did a meditation there because the Georgia Guidestones seems to be a message to the world's elite on how they should run the planet, and it seems to be a positive message, in my opinion. But do you know what I'm talking about, the Georgia Guidestones?
Well, yes. You're helping to wake up more people than you realize.
Okay.
Every time you do something like that, more and more people are waking up.
Okay.
You're accomplishing your mission. You're doing it.
All right.
Yeah. So don't think you're not. You are. That's why I said you're pissing off a lot of people.
All right.
You're accomplishing exactly what you set out to do, what you're supposed to do. You're on the right path.
You know, and what's interesting that, St. Germain and the White Knights, you know, they're the ones who, you know, are going to help everybody to ascend, you know, into the fifth dimension. You know, with their help, you know, we'll be able to get everything back into balance, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to
share that. Yeah.
And I am so ready, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
We are. Now, when that day comes, that's when I'll stand up on the mountain and say amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You're right about that, Roy.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
It's going to be the most wonderful feeling. It's going to be just indescribable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We could only imagine.
Exactly.
That'd be great.
Exactly. Yes. Just keep doing what you're doing, James. Have no fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Don't let anything stop you because you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do.
Well, it's kind of curious because I was actually in Mount Shasta for about 10 days or 12 days or something like that. And I went to numerous spots all around Mount Shasta, and I didn't bring my crystal skull with me, or I didn't have the right setup and this and that. So things weren't just right. It wasn't until I was the last day there, and the only place I really haven't seen in Mount Shasta was Panther Meadows. And so for whatever reason, that was the only place left. The only time I had left to do the meditation, so I did it at Panther Meadows. And incidentally, that's where people claim to see Saint Germain and some of the Ascended Masters. So I guess that is a vortex part point there. So for whatever reason, the universe was guiding me to wait until just the right timing and the right place. And,
exactly.
And that's what my life has been like ever since using the NeoCube. I always
right.
seem to be right where I need to be. And
right.
I get synchronicities, just like I said, that crazy woman yelling, screaming at me, telling me, get out of here. That's the universe telling me to get out of here, not to do this.
Right.
Okay.
That's the whole thing. People, you're
right.
going to experience things like that off and on, and it's going to let you know, you're right where you should be. Whether it, even though it's like a negative situation, you're still going to learn from that because that's the way it's supposed to be. You're going to learn from positive people and from negative people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just the way it is. Because even though, you know, they're negative, it's still something that you've got to go through because for some reason it's not clicking, but once it happens to you, then in your mind you say, okay, this is why this happened.
Right.
You may not realize it at the moment, but then after you reflect on it, then you'll realize exactly why it happened the way it did.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. That keeps you focused. That keeps you right where you're supposed to be. Because remember, we're all walking this fine line right now. This is the time when we walk that fine line. And we've got to stay focused, keep our energy up, keep our vibrations high. And we're going to be tested, definitely tested.
Mm. All right.
That's so very true.
Yes. And that's
yeah,
good.
I wanted to ask you, James or Mike, did you ever check on that to find out what's going on over there in Peru?
No. In fact, I think I read something about Peru, but I can't remember right offhand.
What are you talking
they're
about?
Even,
Peru?
They're having some volcanic activity now.
Yes, there you go. There you go. Okay. Yeah. They're having a seismic activity. Yes.
Well, it's interesting you brought up Peru because I did a regression recently with an individual who found a cabal base in Peru when we went to a meeting. Are you interested in hearing about the details of that?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Okay. It's actually on my blog, supersoldiertalk.com, but just in brief, because I don't know how much time we have. Do you have any idea how much time we have before they cut us off?
We still got about 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so basically this guy, he claims that when he was younger, his mother, he said his aunt told him this. His aunt overheard his mother talking to this guy about blood types, and it turns out she was dating a man, some guy who was into black ops, and she was only interested in just making a child. That's it. And after that, they separate separate point. And then as the boy was growing up, the mother put him forced him into the mental hospitals. Apparently, his grades were dropping, and she thought he was depressed. And they gave him medication that made him bipolar. So then they locked him up. And so he was telling me about all these horrible things that his mother did to him, abusive, and he had all the signs of Mark Ultra. So I put him under regression, and I was trying to find out more about him, but it turned out he comes from Merovingian bloodlines, so I mean this guy had royalty all over him. But the thing is that even though we weren't really able to figure out what's going on in him, he remote viewed something interesting. He saw that we saw ourselves in this underground facility with these scientists. They were white lab coats, I guess, or maybe radiation suits. But they had they were in this room with like one of these glass observation windows, and they were looking at this teardrop-like device. It was like this black goo, and it was in the shape, like I said, it was shape of a teardrop. And I think that might have been nanotechnology or something. But then we go down to another room, and he sees a guy in a orange jumpsuit with blue stripes on his arms and his sides, and he's reading a piece of paper with all these number codes on it. And it, on the title, it says syntax or synthesis. And it turns out that this is some kind of AI interface. And we think it's possibly probably between like maybe how a pilot, because it appeared this guy was wearing like a pilot of some kind. So he's some kind of AI interface, maybe a mind interface with the craft. So then we go to another part of the facility, and we go down. We see this like observation room where they have all these security monitors for, I guess, people to just make sure no one breaks in. Even though here we are in Astral, and anyway, so we saw he saw all the security monitors, like one that was like 20 feet high by 20 feet wide, and these guys all had gray suits on it, and it looked like some kind of American patch. So we think that this is like the Americans. And then we go into another part of the facility, and there's like this, it looked like this hangar bay, and he goes to the computer and types in those codes, and he found that the name of this facility is U-106. I don't know if that rings a bell to anyone, but it's U-106. And then he puts some other number codes or something on the computer monitor, and out comes this craft. It's actually a gray crystalline craft, and it's, when I say gray, I mean like gray ET. But the beings that made this were actually like a gray reptilian, like hybrid beings. And the craft actually had consciousness. If you put his hand on it, it had like a sentience, or it was actually alive. And he was able to interact with the craft. He got in, and the craft was like a happy puppy. So somehow he has a lot of implants. He's connected with these beings. And the craft knew exactly where to take them, and he dashed them all the way over to some area near Peru or South America. We got a latitude of 29.62, which actually I think it's in Argentina. But it was some mountainous facility in the desert. And he goes in this facility. There's two guards. He goes right by them. And we go into this room where there's a guy. He's in an olive drab uniform. He looks like an American general or something like that, really high ranking. And then there's these other guys, and they're dressed in like these Nazi SS black skin tight suits with the Stormtrooper logo on their collar. And they're all debating on what to do, because apparently the mantoid ET species has been bombing these facilities. And the number we got is that 75% of all the Nazi facilities have been destroyed. And so right now they're all regrouping and trying to figure out what to do, because the ETs are destroying them. And
Andromedians.
Yeah.
Andromedians, hello.
Okay. Well,
keep going.
Okay, well, so then at that point we try to figure out, because the Nazi faction – initially, Nazis, because their forces have been so decimated, they really have no choice but to go along with Americans now, because they're like being bullied, you know, I guess, because they don't really have the forces to back up, you know, who they are. So, but they don't want to do what the Americans want to do, because they think it's suicide. The American is basically he's saying that we should, or they should, bomb or attack the mantoid, one of the mantoid planets, which is absolutely crazy, because I mean, that's just suicide. These beings are millions of years more advanced, and here they are. They're using stolen ET technology. I mean, they're recovered from them, but still, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're up against. And so the Nazis, they don't want to do it. And so what we were trying to do is try to influence this American guy to back stand down, but he's too far gone. He's like a sociopath. He's just too gung ho to think any other way.
They're gonna get rid of him.
Who, the mantoids?
No, the Nazis.
Oh.
They're gonna double cross him and get rid of him. Go on.
Yeah. By the way, the name of this faction, even though I wasn't able to get this in the regression, but somebody else said that these Nazis were actually called Albion, and they were supposedly a runaway sect of the original Nazis. So I don't know. Apparently there's all sorts of different factions of Nazis, Like, supposedly the faction that I work with are called the Therians, and they're a group of runaway Nazis who didn't like what the original group was doing, and they joined forces with the Reptilians and the Galactic Federation of Light. So you're like, hey, wait a minute, what the heck? Nazis are working with the Federation of Light? I can't explain it. Things change. I mean, things evolve. Things change. People realize, you know, why. You know, the occult has many fascinating things. You can, it's very interesting. But when you follow the dark, you know, we should really congratulate them because they crossed over from the dark to the light. But anyway, the point I'm trying to get here is that. So what we did was I figured the best thing to do is just bring one of these mantoids in. So what we did was we opened up a portal, and we're all invisible. So I don't think anyone saw us. So we're all invisible. We bring this mantoid into the room, and we have him, like one of these mantoids who know what's going on. And we ask the mantoid, well, what should we do? And the mantoid looks to us and says, well, what will we do? And I think the mantoid is like shaking his head, like, these people are just crazy. So we tell the mantoid if they could remotely influence these Nazi guys to really start releasing their technology and help bring it about disclosure, because that's what we really need. Because all the secrecy is not doing us any good. And before you make any comment, I just want to make one quick conjecture. According to the Farsight Institute, and I just heard there's a great interview on Project Camelot. You can go look it up. I forgot who it was, but Carrie Cass is interviewing someone from the Farsight Institute, and you go to farsightinstitute.org to learn more about that. But this guy remote viewed this ruin at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. It's off the coast of Portugal. It's like this 1,000-mile-long lines in the ocean floor. You might have seen on Google Maps. And apparently, what he saw, he went back and looked at the cataclysms of Earth's past, and he found that they were drilling in the opposite side of the planet, and it actually punctured a hole of like a 1,000-mile hole of volcanic activity, imploded outward, and all that magma was what basically caused magma on the Pacific side blowing out is what caused the Atlantic side to sink, and so that whole continent sunk. So the point I'm trying to get here is that during that time, they were doing things in secret. You know, nobody really knew they were digging and boring the holes in the earth and all this stuff. And the potential danger is that if this group, this secret organization, this cabal, continues to do their experiments in secrecy, we could have a potential cataclysm like that again. Because it's possible. I mean, take a look at Fukushima. I mean that's a ticking time bomb. Those rods are what, 30 feet above ground in a pool of water, and it's not even earthquake safe right now. Next earthquake, that's all. That's a doomsday event. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
So what do you think about all that?
Everything you said is true. I see it, but I also see that. Well, the Andromedians said we have to survive. That's all we can do because that's their war between the light and the dark, which is true.
Adrian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
When James was talking about that spaceship, you know, where they were traveling, I was getting visions of the movie. What was the name of that movie where that kid was flying around in that spaceship?
Flight of the Navigator or something?
Flight of the Navigator, yeah.
I liked that movie when I was a kid, too.
Yeah.
Way to go, Disney, for doing something good.
And that was sort of a teardrop-shaped spaceship also, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. But what's really interesting, me and Asia have talked about this before, that Hollywood has made a lot of movies, and for some reason, a lot of these movies have been co-created, and a lot of people are, you know, either experienced or seen something, you know, similar to after the movie was made. Yeah.
Hmm.
I just wanted to share that.
Or a synchronicity.
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me several times.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
But,
really...
yeah, you know, when you were talking about the Nazis and stuff, you know, even me and Nathan's talked a lot about that, and we feel that a lot of their groups or organizations, you know, they're trying to make a comeback. Yeah.
Well,
oh,
yeah. I'm getting it. They're trying to reorganize. Maybe they'll change
yeah.
the name. I mean, I already told you about the Therians, and by the way,
yeah.
I got the insignia for that group that I supposedly work for. They have you might see this symbol. It's a circle with a triangle inside of it. No, it's actually a triangle with a circle inside of it. But either way, yeah, it's that. But you know, I think it's just got inverted. But a disclosure is coming. People need to know that not all reptilians are bad, even though they're scaly and they look scary. There are some that work at the Federation of Light, and there are even some grays, even though they've been known to abduct people and do some horrible things. The ones that work with the Federation of Light don't do that. And there are also some humans. They're pretty nasty, too. So, you know, we can't really judge a cover by what they look like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what's your feelings about the Dracos?
What are my feelings?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the Dracos have this, unfortunately, they have this nature built into them where they have to do a lot of rituals, sex rituals. Then they just don't seem to be blood sex rituals that they can't really get away from. They think that they are the universe's perfect creation, so they don't want to genetically engineer the violence out of them. But unfortunately, that they have a lot of base emotions that they've not been able to get a master of, and there have been some breakaway sects of Dracos who didn't like what they were doing on Orion Prime, which is the Draco homeworld. And basically, what I'll tell you what they were doing is they would take clone bodies, and they were actually grays. They would make clones of grays, and they would project their consciousness into them, like a form of remote viewing. And they would possess these cloned avatar bodies, and they would engage in sex orgies where they would kill blood and killing each other afterwards. It was just horrible stuff that they were doing there. And some of the people, the other Draka, they just didn't want to be involved in that, so they broke off and created their own factions. They got kicked off the planet. But unfortunately, it turns out that even these factions, they started getting back into it all. So they're going back and doing it all, doing all that stuff and all over. So it's just part of their nature. They just, I don't know. But I'm just glad that. What?
Oh, go ahead.
No, Dad, I don't.
Am I wrong? Does anybody want to?
No, I'm sorry. It was my dad. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, and I can't really say that I've. Have firsthand knowledge of a Draco, at least not consciously, but apparently I've been to Orion Prime on a mission, but I don't consciously remember it. There might be another dimension where I do that kind of stuff, but
might be able to explain to me, because I went to a planet and I killed a commander, cut his head off. He was eating children, and people went with me. They got the children out, but he's the one I killed. I cut his head off. The uniform he was wearing was like a skin-tight suit almost, and it had look like arrows on the neck, on the collar of the neck, something like an emblem, like arrows or something. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Arrows. Are you sure that's not the Nazi SS stormtrooper?
I don't know. He wasn't human. I know he was in human form, but he wasn't human.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I'm sorry. I wish I did.
Yeah. That's what I remember the most, is it looked like arrows. It may not have been arrows. It may look like, may have looked like it, but...
Mm. Yeah, well...
I remember the suit was like a navy, or it wasn't black, it was like a navy, real deep blue.
Well, there are many different ET species that have placed our planet on a quarantine, and unfortunately some of the negatives do get through. One time I put my friend under regression, and I had him contact the Andromedans, and I got to talk to the Andromedans for like, apparently he was channeling these guys, and I was like arguing with him, says, why don't you do something about this? You know, I mean, here we are being mutilated and abducted, and nobody believes us because it's all everything's controlled, information's controlled. And they're like, well, James, there are millions of planets all over the universe. We can't possibly go everywhere and do everything. So I guess when you look at it from their perspective, the universe is extremely vast, and even though our problems here are really severe, there are so many other worlds that need help too. And you know, so it's really up to us to fix
that.
We can't expect them to do it, even though they have all the technology. A lot of them don't want anything to do with us. Like, for instance, when Alex Collier went on the Andromedan spaceships, he said all their children ran away from him because they were so terrified. Apparently, we have such a horrible reputation on this planet that all the ET, the children of the ETs are scared of us.
That's pretty bad.
I know.
Yeah.
And Alex Collier, he said that, I think he said there's 19 planets in this universe that have humans that look just like us. Actually, you know what? I don't know that for sure. But it was a number, something like that. And he said that in all these other planets with human life forms, they all clothe their people, they provide shelter, they provide food, they don't go out and killing each other, they have societies that are in balance with Mother Nature. So this is the only place where we don't help our, you know, heal the sick, put housing for our poor and all this. So, and I'm not saying, not necessarily saying we should engage in socialism, but I think that if we can reform the monetary system, we could get rid of poverty. And that's where the key problem is right there, is actually our lifeblood, the lifeblood of the economy, where money is all being sucked out, not only through the banking system, but through a backdoor channel, through the IRS. And so they're part of the problem. They're actually a collection arm of the Federal Reserve through their subsidiaries in Puerto Rico, who send the money over to the Crown of England and then send it over to the Vatican. So, you know, we got this huge...
What, run that by me again? Woo, I just learned something.
Well, if you look into the United States Title Code, the IRS is actually a Puerto Rican trust. It's you're gonna have to go watch Changes on the Horizon. I forgot what it is, but it's actually in the title code what it is. And because the IRS is under trust law, they are immune to statutory law. As an American, when you go into any kind of courtroom, you're under statutory law, you're under their courts and their jurisdiction. The IRS is immune, so you cannot sue the IRS and you cannot bring them to court. That's why they're able to get away with everything they do. Now, with that, I mean, now we're starting to go to different type of law, and I'm not going to start educating
right.
you. Well,
but
I'm just
you
saying,
said it goes to the Crown, and then from the Crown it goes to the Vatican.
The trust. Okay, the trust is actually under. I'm not sure how you say it. It's receivership or I don't know, the trustee, but it's actually state. The entity is stationed in Puerto Rico, and it's under the control of the the Treasury of Puerto Rico. And when you look at the IRS, it says Department of Treasury, okay? But here's the thing is, we have a U.S. Department of Treasury, and there is a Puerto Rican Department of Treasury. The IRS doesn't tell you that it's not the U.S. Treasury, it's the Puerto Rican Treasury. But they don't tell you that. They just say Department of Treasury. Most people,
right.
people don't think that. They don't think that would be that obvious, or they would lie like that. So it's actually it's a Puerto Rican trust, and because the Puerto Rico is under the jurisdiction of the IMF, okay, so that's the International Monetary Fund, which in turn is under the jurisdiction of the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve Bank, and because the IMF is owned by that's the World Bank, owned by different banks, but different central banks own these conglomerates. And the U.S. Treasury is like they direct it, is what I'm trying to say here. And they
right.
in turn, of course, now we're talking about – then we're getting to the Corporation of the United States, which is, again, a corporation. I believe it's from what relayed to me, it's actually owned by the Crown of England. So all this money is the corporation's money is being – there's actually like an alcohol excise tax that they're able to – some kind of treaty between the United States and England, and that's how they're able to transfer the money through the IRS.
The treaty that King George originally had with the South and the North?
What are you talking about?
Wasn't that treaty?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
George.
No, I don't know.
That's not that treaty?
No, I mean, the IRS really didn't start to originate – what was it? I guess 19. Maybe it would have been after 1913. I forgot the year.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going back a bit.
Then must not be it. Okay.
Yeah. So and then but there maybe you're talking about treaties between England and the Vatican, because there was one with.
No. This is the one where King George was king at the time of England when the North and the South were fighting the Civil War. He funded the South and the North for ammunition, clothing, food for the soldiers. When the war ended, the North won. Both the South and the North signed the treaty with King George to pay back the money and also to pay back whatever.
Okay, I think... Yeah, all right, I know what you're talking about. But that was, see, what threw me off is you're talking about the North and the South. That's the Civil War. But what you're talking about is actually the Revolutionary War, where, yes, I think what it was is that there were loans being made, but the money supply was being inflated because – what was going on is there was a lot of counterfeiting during the time of the Revolutionary War, and the monetary system totally imploded, so nobody could really pay anything. They didn't have the money. Cause actually, I think the loan had to be paid back in gold bullion,
right.
But the money was all worthless because the England kept So there were treaties, and I believe that gold was actually loaned through Rothschild agents. And
wonderful.
but I think there was also another some other secret treaties going on between China, because the Ming Dynasty has been allegedly loaning money to the United States. I think this is starting to go through Saint Germain and their ultimate goal, because China wanted to build up the United States, because initially I'm trying to remember all this. I think what it was is that Saint Germain, he was trying to reform Europe, and he was trying to create a United States of Europe, but he failed because of all the basically infighting, and the royalty didn't want to work with each other. They all wanted to keep their power and all that. So and then the Rothschilds started to come into play. So to counteract that, the Ming Dynasty and their enormous amounts of gold, they wanted to finance the United States through Saint Germain and his work. And I think he actually financed – it was the Chinese gold that financed the Louisiana Purchase. And how the heck can we go from talking about aliens to the Louisiana Purchase? But anyway. But yeah, it was the Chinese, and so the United States has been indebted to China secretly, and that's the whole goal of the Chinese dragons, is to put Rothschild back in their place and to bring us back into balance. And I guess eventually they'll get there, but the problem is, I guess, as long as the banks can still print money out of thin air, you know, if you have that ability, then you pretty much have all the power you want. So somehow that's going to have to come to an end. I don't know how that's going to play out.
Yeah, that's the thing. Either it's going to have to come to a screeching halt or a slow death.
Well, I know, like, a lot of these loans, for instance, the documentation to prove that China had all these loans in the U.S. was actually in the World Trade Center. Of course, you know, that was bombed, and those documents went up there. And there were some other lawsuits prior. Actually, I think it was, like, the World Trade Center 7 building where they were trying to bring all this out. So there's been a lot of delays. And I think, actually... I don't know if you remember, like, Hillary Rodham Clinton and Rose Loughlin supposedly was like an arm for the Chinese and their interests. So, you know, China has been trying to get put the cabal back in their place. But I don't know. The cabal seems to have a way of pushing back in the end.
Oh, they're willing they're willing to use and abuse however many it takes.
Which is quite sad, because look at how much human potential is being wasted. You know, so many people have jobs. Where just this past week, somebody called me up. He's an accountant, and I'm sure he does a pretty good job as an accountant, but he's extremely talented as a creative writer, but you can't make money doing that. You know, so think about all the human potential that's just being wasted because people have to have a 3D job. Now, if we could reform the economy to the point where people could, instead of work to live, we could live to work, you know. Imagine
exactly.
What a better world this would be.
What's interesting about this, James, is, you know, this all goes back to our school system, that if, you know, children at a very young age, if they were put in and trained or, you know, did with and used all their creativity, all their talents, and were able to use that, then they would be able to be put into the jobs where they would do, you know, their best, you know, and be more productive and more, you know, and help, you know, society, you know, what we're experiencing right now.
Well, yeah, and it's a good point you brought that up, too, because the educational system in this country doesn't really sponsor children's creativity. It's just mostly rote facts and just memorization, and you can't really create from that. I mean, it's good to have a good base knowledge to work on, but, of course, a lot of what they teach in schools is pretty much politically correct and motivated, so they're not going to teach certain interesting facets of history like we're talking about today, which could potentially change someone's life. And so, you know, I don't know how that can be reformed. I think maybe with the new paradigm comes, there'll be a lot of shifts, including how we educate our children and so much more.
But what I wanted to mention also is that there's a lot of charter schools that are coming out more and more nowadays. Actually, my granddaughters are both in a charter school, and what this does is they work with the kids' talents, they work with their creativity, they, you know, they even have a yoga class that they go to. I mean,
right.
You know, they're making school a place where kids want to be, where instead of forcing kids into a school system that they don't even like being there.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we're beginning to see a shift, and, you know, but, you know, whether, you know, it's too late or whatever, but I think a lot of it is to prepare you know, a lot of people for the new world.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we should do a quick meditation, all of us together, if that's
yeah.
okay.
All that's right. fine.
Okay. So what I'd like everyone to do, I've had my gate key, IDL 22 Neo Cube, and I have a crystal skull. So I'm going to activate both of them at the same time. What I'd like you to do, the listeners and those and the host, is to hopefully you're sitting down. If not, you should sit down at this time. And close your eyes, put your hands on your lap, and if you have your Neo Cube, put it between your hands. But if you don't, then just visualize a cube and between your hands, but don't touch
mine.
It. Okay. And I want you to look inside your cube clairvoyantly if your eyes close, and I want you to see a hologram of the super universe. And in the center of the hologram is going to be a galactic portal. And I want you to go into that portal, and that's the Stargate. So device activated, increase devices. We trust you completely to integrate our mind, body, spirit. Stargate, we trust you completely. Device activate Stargate mode. And so what we did is we're going to connect your pineal gland to the Stargate, into the fifth dimension, where heaven is already manifest, where instantly anything you think of can manifest out of thin air. So let's see a 5D Earth coming out of the portal, and let's overlay it over our Earth. So bring it down in, whatever that may look like. You might see a rainbow color around it or different vibrational frequencies. And that's it. We anchored a 5D Earth in, and so we call on the universe to make this so. And so it is. And that's actually the, you can open your eyes. And for those who are asking, well, wait a minute, that wasn't it supposed to be something hard? No, it doesn't have to be hard. All you got to do is just visualize it, and it is. That's how the universe works. So anyway. So everyone ready for 5D Earth?
Wonderful. I'm ready.
Good. Oh, yeah. We're ready.
And again, we want to thank you, James, you know, for, you know, sharing, you know, the information and the knowledge that you have. And, you know, because this is where we're all headed, where, you know, this is going to be part of the bartering system, you know, after this old money system, you know, they finally decide that it's not working anymore. But, I think that's where we're all headed, is sharing knowledge and helping one another, and so that we can, you know, be part of this 5D Earth. Just wanted to share that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. I agree with you, Roy. Exactly the way we're headed.
I agree.
Like that's what all light workers should be doing now, in fact, is sharing their knowledge with light workers all over the world, because now that we have the technology, we can talk to anyone, anywhere, and that's the whole reason why you meet the people you do, is to share.
Right.
That knowledge, yes. Because when you share, it helps to activate each person that you meet. And you both walk away with something. Yes, definitely.
And I think more than anything is, and I was reading an article today where a lot of people, you know, this is on a spiritual side, that a lot of people are worshiping, you know, and I've never heard this before, it's called the Mammon God. And this is part of the money system, you know, money itself. And what it says in the Bible is that you can't worship two gods, you know, that we have to, you know, make a choice, you know, and because this Mammon God is part of this, you know, this world, you know, not, you know, of the universe. So I thought that was interesting, you know, when I read that.
Wow. Where did you find that article at?
It was just something that somebody had posted on Godlike Productions.
Oh, okay.
It's just interesting, you know, the information that people put, you know.
Yeah, that's really something.
Yeah.
Adrian, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're quiet.
Yeah.
What do you have to share, Adrian?
I just want to share. I think that's all true. I think more and more people are becoming aware of what's going on with our banking system and why we're all experiencing different things like debts and loans, and then we kind of venture off to think about why we do. You know, we think about the Federal Reserve, where it all goes, and it really pisses people off because people, you know, work all their lives for retirement, never see retirement because Social Security won't always be there. So they got that all screwed up. I think for a lot of people, you know, they're gonna look forward to it, but it's not gonna be there. So that sucks for those people. I just wanted to mention that.
Is there a final message you have for us, James?
Hi there. Well, final message. I would say it's not going to be much longer right now. I've had some people look into the future, like regressions, and they say that things are going to start changing in 2014. I guess it's just going to accelerate and accelerate. And apparently, we'll even see like teleportation technologies come out probably by 2014. I think there'll be like a website, so what someone saw when they looked in the future, where all these technologies will be placed on the website, like free energy, instant healing, cancer cures, all this stuff. It's just going to be all posted. Anybody can go on there, manufacture it. And then, but it probably won't be until about 2020 before a lot of these technologies are implemented in a mass scale. But, you know, things eventually happen. It just takes some time.
That's wonderful. It's something we have to look forward to then. It's always nice to know that good things are coming.
Yeah, I know, especially when things are so bad as they are today, you know. I mean, I guess what they say, like in chaos theory, things always are the worst right before they get better. So maybe that's where we're at.
That is so true. Great thing is, like Monica said, you know, we're all on that fine line. A lot of it has to do with, you know, which direction do we go, you know. Main thing is we have to put a lot of trust, and we have to have a lot of faith.
Yeah, I think faith is one of the one strongest point for a lot of people, because they're going to be put in a situation where they won't have nothing else but faith and trust.
Yep, those that have yet to reach the crossroads will reach the crossroads. Let's put it that way. They're going to be put there, and they're going to have to make the choice. Free will.
They'll be put to the test.
Yes. The universe has a way of putting you where you need to be, not where you want to be.
that's interesting because I've always told Adrian that if it's meant to happen, it will. If it's not, then it won't.
Exactly.
And that goes for, you know, any of us, you know, whatever we feel, you know, is our, you know, our destiny.
Well, I think James has come up with a lot of research for a lot of people to know what, you know, what is going on up there, because there's a lot of people are still questioning, you know, about why we're in the situation that we are in 9/11. You know, kind of like my friend, you know, where he's an air pilot, he said we don't know. He said that they were the first to respond during 9/11, and he said, you know, they don't know the difference unless you're part of the crew. And so I can kind of get an understanding what he's talking about, you know, if they're the first to respond. Is there anything you want to share on that, Roy?
I just wanted to share that, you know, it's interesting because, you know, they, just like your friend, you know, he was there. You know, he was, you know, the first one to find out about, you know, what was going on, you know. Especially when these pilots started reporting, you know, you know, the things, the activity that was going on in, on those planes and stuff. But again, we don't know how much of the story, you know, that we're actually hearing. There was a lot of cover-up.
That there was.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was pretty tough for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of cover-ups out there.
But the truth will come out. And when it does, oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
But the uprising will be a peaceful uprising. It's not going to be a forceful uprising, because everybody's going to stand up and take notice, and that's the whole thing that they don't want to happen. The powers that be don't want that, because if we do it in mass, they can't control everyone.
That's very true.
And they can't stop everyone. There's more of us than there are of them. We are the 99%. And I'm waiting for that day, because it's coming.
That's funny, because I had a dream that I was in, I don't know if I was in Congress or what, but I saw a lot of people voting against Obama. They were making a vote on something. I don't know what it was. I think it was, you know, for the people that were against what's going on. And I think they made a vote, and I just saw them voting against the system.
That could be coming through.
Yeah.
That could be coming true then.
It just clicked in my mind. I remember that dream because I saw a bunch of people. And they were it was almost like I was in, you know, where they go to Congress and everyone was voting against the system. And maybe that's, like you said, that could be a premonition.
Yes.
A revelation
what?
Or something.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll be definitely warned. And it's not just something that's going on around me, but this is something that's going around affecting the world, you know.
It's true.
So it's not really symbolic, you know. I just think they don't want us to know. That's the whole thing.
Exactly. They want us to remain blind to everything.
Mm-hmm. We just can't be afraid.
Exactly. Like the character said in the movie Dune, fear is the mind killer. It is. It definitely is. You let go of your fears, your eyes begin to open.
Is there anything you want to share, Roy?